Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The junior senator from California.
NBC says she's informed her staff that she's suspending her presidential
campaign. Got multiple sources.
Kamala Harris is dropping out of the presidential race. Let me, because I'm going to pat myself on the back about something earlier about the Vikings. Let me rip my hand away from my back because I'm the one for a year who said she will be the nominee to oppose Donald Trump.
Who are you more wrong on, Kamala Harris or Michael Thomas?
Well, we'll get to that one and ask Adam anything. But, I mean, I was extraordinarily wrong on both. But, well, let's just delve into this for 2 minutes here. What did happen, right? I mean, this is
she had her moment when she went after Biden in that debate, and it has been precipitously downhill since then.
And she had many moments even before that, right? This is someone who in California, when she was on the rise, right away people said, she's got a chance to go really far. And then when she was the attorney general, she was not way to the left. She flat out was not. And when she jumped in, think about her opening day in Oakland. Wasn't it like 25,000 people? Even Donald had to say, that was a hell of an opening presentation. She's smart, female, not way to the left, could appease both sides, African-American. What a contrast she would be to Donald Trump. What a representation she would be for the Democrats. And you're right, Dan. When she had her moment with Uncle Joe on busing, that was when we did the photo of me putting the ice on my shoulder, patting myself on the back, saying, I told you. Well, meanwhile, she basically had to admit the next day where Biden stood on busing 30 years ago is where she stands now. And it was a great fight. And I think SNL also nailed it on Senator Harris. She's always looking for that viral moment. She's always, dude, gotta go, right? Some phrase, Carter, she always was searching for that. And I said this multiple times the last couple of months when she was dropping. I watch her interviews. And when she was asked a specific question, it was a tap dance. It was twisting and turning, and she could not find her lane at all. She wasn't raising money. And then you had the Times with a lengthy behind-the-scenes profile about where people are saying, I've never been treated worse.
Yeah.
We have no idea what the message is. The power of her sister, and where people were attempting to disagree with the sister who was kind of running the campaign, but could they disagree with the sister? Because that was really an extension of Kamala.
I mean, for all the talk at the beginning of the campaign about Amy Klobuchar and her relationship with her staff, I mean, it sounds like it was far worse with what was going on with Kamala Harris, just the chaos that nobody seemed to know what was going on.
Yeah. I'll tell you a second, Jared. This is a huge blow, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a huge blow to her. I mean, Adam, it just shows how unpredictable this whole thing was when you have so many people jumping in. And who at this point a year ago would have said Mayor Pete right now would be the candidate on the rise and Kamala Harris will be dropping out? No one?
No.
Right?
Also, as Charles Pierce points out on Twitter, as of this moment now, there are no people of color in this month's Democratic debate.
Think about that. Think about that, right? When the Democrats are trying to show we really represent America, and they have three people who are white in their 70s, you do have a man who is 37 and who has acknowledged he is gay. So that is a different representation. But, I mean, even Amy, as a female, as number five right now, she's not that out of the ordinary. So, yeah, that is a part. When you want to get a lot of the Obama voters who didn't vote as strongly, and it's way, way, way more than race, let's be clear about that. But if you're trying to contrast that, and it's a bunch of old white people in their 70s, good luck to you.
You're right, it's way more than race, but when it stands out that starkly, it kind of is a lot about race.
Yeah. Booker is not in the debate?
Nope, he is not qualified yet. Right, and he's desperately trying to raise money himself.
That's just it. I would have
right
thought
now.
If you, Cory Booker or Kamala Harris, who's going to drop out first? I would have said Booker and not thought a second about it.
Yeah, and I actually still think Cory Booker is a good candidate, but he hasn't. It's no money, right?
Yeah,
it's because they need, and she's basically been saying here for 3 weeks, I'm going to live in Iowa. She keeps dropping. There's the poll that came out today that Bloomberg just in and was at 6%, and she had dropped to like 2%. Or something like that. And that same poll, by the way, Amy is at 2%. And in that same poll, Joe Biden's at 31%. And I think it's Bernie or Sanders, or Bernie or Warren is at 15 or 16. How the hell is Joe Biden up by 15 points? You know who's elated at this point? The man who's setting London on fire. I mean, he's having a viral moment every 15 minutes on Bizarro World. And this other party can't come up with a solid candidate yet. Back to the purple. You want to react?